Oh, good. You're in one piece. I hope I didn't interrupt you in the middle of an eldritch blast. Don't worry. I was watching your little battle from afar and couldn't help but bring you back here for a little R&R. Avernus has been a little pain recently, and I've had to manage a bit more than the usual. So, I summoned you here for, well, as I said, a bit of R&R. Yes, your little adventure can wait. Besides, from where I was standing, your friends were handling things pretty well. Especially that hulking tiefling friend of yours. Do let me know if he's interested in a little menage a trois. Oh, are you jealous? No need to be, little pet. You know there's plenty of me to go around. And also, it's part of my little policy and guidelines to not force anyone without their consent, of course. You know that to be true. All of our little conversations about the hottest topics of my contract. You know, normally, I hate talking about paperwork. All of that legalese is just so tedious, don't you think? But you have quite a way of figuring out little loopholes. Very smart, very clever. I knew I was right when I chose you as my pet. Well, there are several other pets, but you? You're special, aren't you? But enough about you and your poor mortal woes, such as where are we getting gold for the next adventure, or who's the next merchant who will unfortunately cross our paths, or whatever brainless end-of-the-world situation you find yourself in. Listen, I don't care about the morals of my warlocks. Simply care about whether or not they can serve. And you are here to serve. It's why I painstakingly summoned you over here in the first place. What else are those little anklets for? Fashion? No. Though I will say I'm quite proud of these pieces on your feet right there. But how else am I going to magically whisk you away to my world? Your friends are going to be fine, as I said. You are handling yourselves perfectly. In fact, at this point, I believe that tiefling we were discussing about has probably pummeled one of those orcs with his big hammer. I'm gonna need to think of a way to reel him into me. Oh, yes. Right, I forgot. You're a bit jealous. There's no denying it, my poor little pet. I can tell. You quite like the little relationship we have here. All sex, all hot, all all just between the two of us. And I know you have a little bit of that possessive side. I like it. But never forget who possesses who. I own you, and I get to do anything I want with you. Yes, there are contracts and such and such and so and so. But you like it anyways. You absolutely love it when I bring you here to my domain and do whatever I want to you. Mm-hmm. You can pretend you're all pissed off, but the moment I come closer, swaying my hips on my way to you, doing that little thing where I just pull my shoulder strap lower and lower, showing off just a little bit of my chest. You absolutely love it. I come towards you, body all ready to use and be used. You can't deny it. You can't deny how hard you are for me right now, pet. You can't deny just how much you want this. You love getting whisked away, being used wherever, whenever I want. You love being desired, being wanted. You absolutely deserve it. After all, a cock so delicious must absolutely be devoured any time of the day, every single day. You must love it, don't you? All the attention and worship I patiently, carefully load onto your body, onto your cock. After all, it's not every day that you get a devil hot as the nine hells, being greedy for a mortal soul like you. Well, not so, more body. Fuck. All this teasing, this taunting, this banter is making me hungry. I need to devour your cock. I need to take every inch of it in my mouth and in my throat. I want to have every drop of that cum deep inside me, and I don't care which hole we deposit it in. I want you, little pet. So why don't you take off your leather pants, whatever it is still holding your precious jewels. Present me your cock so that I may feast on it. Good boy. Oh, please. Don't you pout. You know this is exactly what you wanted to. I'll try to make it quick, but I don't think neither of us wants that anyways. Not especially with your cock looking like this. And tasting like that. Keep your hands to yourself. I dictate the pace, you know it. Mm. You don't need to worry about your friends. They're fine. Remember my claws? Class 28B. I'm only allowed to summon you when I am absolutely sure. That your objectives will not be in vain. And if your objective was to beat those beasties, your friends are there to take care of it. Don't worry. The situation is being handled. Now focus. Otherwise, I might keep you here for a bit longer. Class 29A. The devil gets to keep her pet for as long as needed. For whatever reason that might be. And indeed, if you insist, cause 29B, the devil shall let you go if there is a major cause for concern, and there is none. Though if you raise even more concern, I might have to teleport you back quickly with your cock out, and I'm not sure how your friends are going to take that. No, they will do well on their own, indeed. Now please, let me enjoy this cock without thinking about our contract. Well, one more word from you, and I might actually embarrass you in front of everyone. Fuck. Good boy. See? Both of us can enjoy much better if you're a bit more relaxed. Quit pretending that you're enjoying this. You're absolutely enjoying this. Kiss an eager suck. I'm getting you closer to coming. Wouldn't you like to come quickly? I'm afraid I'll get to enjoy you a bit more. A bit of punishment for defying me over and over again. I do not like it when you're distracted, you know. I'd like to affirm, my pet, so that when you are here, I command all of your attention. And just for that, I think I will restrain you from coming. Make you suffer a bit longer. You'll have to do everything you can to make sure that I let you come. I could feel you twitching and pulsing, getting closer to coming. You worried? Are you scared? What happens when I magically bind you from coming? Okay, you'll have to find out. Unless you say please. I'm not a selfish mistress. I'm quite giving. But I am a bit greedy for your attention, so of course, if I'm not satisfied, my business must be taken. You've seen me. I can go much longer than any mortal can. If I did not have mercy, you would be suffering even more. I'd tie you to my bed for eternity. But that's not part of our contract now, is it? So we both must be content with just this. Oh, aren't you getting so close? Unfortunately for you, you're magically bound. Only I have a say on when you can come. That's the thing, my dear. You're unable to resist not coming. It's simply not possible for you. What you will feel instead is agonizing sensitivity. To my tongue, to my mouth, and to my touch. Until you beg for me to come. Do you understand? Only I have the power to make you come. I hope you understand that. And if I'm not satisfied, then I can just send you back all hard and achy and still unable to come. And even if you do use that little drow whore of yours, yes, I know. You still won't be able to come. And my, whatever happens when a drow is insulted in bed? And you're not allowed to talk about it either. You can't explain to her what's been happening between the both of us. You can't tell her that your mistress devil has magically stopped you from coming at all. Poor thing. Right, I think I'll leave you hanging just like that. Hmm? Seeing as you're in such a rush to go back to your friends a while ago. Is what I would say if I were truly, truly cruel. But I'm not. So instead, I'm gonna hop on top of you and use this big cock of yours to fill me up with so much cum that I get numb to my problems from Avernus. Demons be damned. All I need is some good warlock cock. And I'll feel all better to go back to the fight. Seriously, why couldn't I have just been born to the succubi family? These things would be so much more easier. Good boy, that's... Oh, what's that, sweetie? Are you getting so sensitive, Can't hold it in any longer? Well, you're not magically bound to coming anymore, but I do command you to hold it in a little bit longer. Until I'm satisfied. And I have your cock deep down inside of me. Ready to fucking burst the so much cum. Ready to fill me up with all of that sweet, delicious cum of yours. Fuck, your cock is so good. There's a reason why you're my favorite. And I'm your favorite fuck too, aren't you? Oh, sweetie. Oh, my dear pet. I know what lurks in that dark heart of yours. That drug couldn't satisfy you. Sure, she might be bad, but she's simply not like me. fuck. It's so cute seeing her try, though. So cute seeing her do what she can. Threatening you with knives and all sorts of evil things. But nothing holds a man down than a pact with me. Fuck. I'm sorry. It's just so funny and so hot seeing you all flustered. Doing everything you can. That's why you're such a good boy. And you're going to be my good boy, right? You can't get yourself out of this. Always going to be my good boy. Coming right on my command. You're going to come for me. You're going to come for me right fucking now. Come for me. Come for me. Fill me up with so much cum. Give me every single drop of cum you have for me. Yes. 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 Good Oi. See? That wasn't so bad now, was it? I told you. I told you you'd feel good in the end. Look at you. So spent. I wonder if I bring you back to your friends right now, how... Well, looking how disheveled and flustered you are, I wonder how they might take it. I'm sure that drow of yours will be curious, and that tiefling friend of yours will never let it go. So why don't you stay a little bit longer, eh? My place isn't so bad, you know that. Grab a couple of drinks, refreshments, food before you go. And when you're ready, just let me know. And I'll whisk you back away to your sad little party. As for me, I shall be returning to Avernus and dealing with a little bit of chaos. I'll see you soon, pet. Ta-ta!